So I was asked by someone, actually Motzoi Shabbos, they're actually flying this year. Purim is on Thursday, a week Thursday, and Shushan Purim is Friday. So we all celebrate Purim on the 14th day, which is Purim, except for Jerusalem, a walled city during time of Yeshua ben Nun. They celebrate on Friday. So he asked me, he's flying in Thursday from Toronto, but he's going to be going to Jerusalem on Friday. He wants to know if he's obligated in the Megillah reading and all the other mitzvahs hayom. The Sudha, he doesn't mind. It won't take much twisting of his arm or that, but he wanted to know about the Megillah. So let's go see this. So there's an opening Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah says, Megillah Nikras, the Megillah potentially can be read on 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Anywhere between 11 and the 15th of the month of Adar, and this year Adar Sheni, the Megillah can be read. Lo Pachos v'lo Yotir, not before the 11th and not after the 15th. So when we all know we have the 14th and 15th, the 14th is everyone. The 15th is the walled city during time of Yeshua ben Nun, which is probably only Jerusalem. Maybe someone else will claim that's still around. But when do you ever read on 11, 12, and 13? So we don't really have it today anymore. I guess it could happen, but basically what it was set up for was the people, there were small villages. Or you had the main cities, mm-hmm. and you had the small cities. As I mentioned, you know, the Crusades they destroyed many towns, but in terms of numbers, it wasn't that many because you could have 10, 15 Jews in a whole town. One Jew, you know, one person is bad enough. I'm just saying, but in terms of numbers, the numbers, because these towns have very few Jews in it. They're probably, you know, not so many Jews, non-Jews either. So they either couldn't get a minyan, they couldn't get a Baal Koreh. So the custom was, they always came in for business. Monday and Thursday was the day of the market day. The market day was Monday and Thursday, and therefore that's why Ezra's instituted laning. We read the Torah on Monday and Thursday, so therefore everyone gets a chance to hear the Torah laning. You shouldn't go 3 days without learning. Monday, sure, you shouldn't go any day without learning, but at least minimally not to go 3 days, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbat. So therefore he instituted they go into town and they hear the Megillah. So therefore, it depends on when Purim is. So the earliest it would ever come out to would be on the 11th day. It could either turn out 11, 12, or 13, and that's how the Mishnah says it, depending on what day of Purim was. So in fact, it's an interesting machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. So what exactly happened then? Who leaned? When they went into the city, who leaned? So Rashi learns, I don't know if you say it's simple pshat on that, but he says, well, they didn't know how to lane, so they had the Baal Koreh from the big city. He read the Megillah for everyone who came in. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos goes crazy on him. He says, are you kidding me? How could that be? We have a principle. The Jerusalem Talmud tells us, a ben krach, one who lives in a walled city, cannot lane the Megillah for someone who lives in a regular city because his day is 15. He's not obligated. In order to do a mitzvah for someone else, you have to be mechuyev b'dav. You got to be obligated in the mitzvah. So how could the city people lane on the 11th over 13th? That day is not to the 14th. The Ephatosis rejects Rashi's. That's not what happened. The villages had their own people who could lane, but they couldn't get a minyan or they couldn't get their act together. So they got together, but it was the villages who made their own minyan, and they had to read for themselves. So it's a fundamental dispute, Rashi and Tosfos, on who leaned. What is the issue? What's the nekudas hamachlokas? What's the issue here between Rashi and Tosfos? The issue is, how do you define someone who is mechuyev bedavar? What does that mean? Because let me ask you something. Friday night, or let's say, if you're here for Shul Havdalah, so if I asked you, do I say, do you make Havdalah? Or you do hear Havdalah? So unless you're Yaakov Morel, you'd probably answer me, you hear Havdalah, which might be true. But on a, assuming you could hear it, I don't know. But on a halachic level, and same thing with Friday night, if one person makes kiddush, everyone else. But strictly speaking, halachically, legally, it's like you made it. With this, you listening, we consider it, but from a halachic, so therefore, but so we have a rule that once if I made my own kiddush, but you didn't make kiddush, and you don't know how to make kiddush, I can make kiddush 100 times for people who need to hear kiddush. Because all Jews are responsible for one another, so therefore I can make kiddush for others. So how do you define a mechuyav b'davar? So therefore, so Rashi obviously learns that, you could say he learns in different ways, you could say he learns it, but really Rashi learns all the villagers, like when did they do shalach manas? When did they eat the meal? So some explain they ate it on the 14th. So really the 14th is the day. They're just like they are city dwellers. The only thing is, a special dispensation for the Megillah, so we let them read the Megillah early. But fundamentally, there's still someone who is obligated in the Dover. And they have that's how Rashi learns. And Tosfos says no. That, you know, maybe he learns either that their day was different that day, or maybe he holds that he gets into that issue, but he gets into the definition of what's considered a mechuyav b'davar. So that's a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So the question is, what happens? I don't need the case I got. It's a similar case. Let's say you live in Tel Aviv or Haifa, and you want to go, and you visit Jerusalem. So you're in one place on the 14th, and you go to Jerusalem on the 15th. What about the opposite? I go to the cities on the 15th, I'm in Jerusalem on the 14th. So what's the definite, at what day am I obligated to read the Megillah? So
both days.
So it's a fundamental dispute between the Chazon Ish, one of the great scholars of the last century, and as well the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim. I'll give you the Chazon Ish first. The Chazon Ish says you could come up with a hypothetical that either you could keep Purim 2 days, or you could keep Purim no days. In other words, the Chazon Ish's opinion is that each day is its own, generates its own obligation. So let's assume it's the morning. You can discuss whether it's the night before or not. I'll just work with the morning. So he says you have to ask yourself, on the 14th day, Alos HaShachar Adon, where are you now? If you are in a regular city on the 14th, you are obligated, I don't care where you live all year round, whether you live in Canada, you live in Haifa, you live in Japan, if you are in a place that is obligated to read the Megillah on the 14th, and you are there in the morning by dawn, you are obligated to read. And similarly, the next day, if you end up in Jerusalem at dawn, you are obligated. The Chazon Ish says, in theory, you could keep 2 days Purim. He doesn't recommend it, but you could circumvent Purim by not being there. That's the Chazon Ish's opinion. So if that's the case, and if the guy flew in early enough, then maybe he'd be obligated in Megillah reading. However, that seems to be more of a minority view. That is, if you don't live in Bnei Brak, it's a minority. In Bnei Brak, they follow the Chazon Ish on everything. So, but the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is the classical approach that no. On the question is, you have to yourself one question. On the 14th day of Adar, where are you? So if you are in Jerusalem on the 4th, then you are obligated on the 15th. Make sure you're in Yerushalayim because you are obligated to do the Megillah on the 15th. Mm-hmm. If wherever you are on the 14th, that's koveya the halacha in terms of when you're obligated. So you only get one Purim. You're only obligated to keep Purim once. Where you are on the 14th in the morning will determine whether you will be obligated on the 14th or the 15th. So I basically told him I didn't answer him yet, but I'm going to tell him that he does not have to be concerned. You know, he's not obligated. Even according to the Chazon Ish, he's probably not going to get into later in the day anyway, and therefore he would not be obligated in hearing the Megillah again. As, of course, you could always have another Suda. You could always have, it's still Shushan Purim, so you could eat a Suda, and you could always give gifts for your friend. And you can always give tzedakah. So there's no reason not to go ahead and give tzedakah and do shalachmanis and eat the suda. But in terms of Kriyas and Megillah, it might be hard at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to find a Megillah reading, you know. And either way, he doesn't have to look. So that's where we go. We go with the consensus view. Wherever you are, the 14th in the morning, that sets up your obligation for Purim, be it the 14th or the 15th.
So make sure you're in house.
So I'll be. I know I have a similar.